This is CliffCentral.com.
All right. It's always my favorite part of a Friday when George pops in. George Meany's here. We're going to do a quick look at the world of motoring and all the things associated with it. Hey, George, how are you?
Hey, good and you, Gareth?
Are you part of Bachelor Nation?
No.
Okay. You have no interest.
That's the end of that thing.
Thanks, George.
Sorry, John.
Jason just...
Are you involved?
Jason involved. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
George is married.
So is your wife a fan? Say yes, great.
Yeah, no, I think she is. I'm not sure if she watches it, to be honest, but...
Well, you better ask her. That's your prep for next week.
You know, when I walk into my house, channel 124 plays all the time. What time? What channel is this thing on?
What is 124?
I don't know the numbers.
E News. No, my wife's a...
She's a fan of the Kardashians.
My wife's a massive celebrity. She knows every celebrity and every singer. You cannot trump her with music.
Oh, really?
You can't.
Okay, well, that's got nothing to do with The Bachelor.
Yeah. So I know.
Absolutely.
But I would have thought there would have been a link of some sort.
Okay, so you get her onto The Bachelor and then she can join in our pool.
Okay.
All right. Very good. So, George, what's happening?
So, this gentleman, 72-year-old retired guy in the UK, he has been awarded... hundreds of pounds. I don't think he expected hundreds of pounds, but a judge awarded him hundreds of pounds because he sued Mercedes-Benz for having plastic in their leather the seats of the car.
Pleather.
Well, there was there was some plastic or polyurethane in the leather that somebody had sent for testing, and Mercedes said, well, this isn't the case. It's we use some plastics for rigidity, but the judge saw it as
What's this guy's problem? I mean, is he busy?
He's retired. He's got nothing better to do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And he wanted money.
Obviously wanted money. Obviously, but he was awarded the judgment, nonetheless. Got a couple of hundred pounds.
Okay. Well, enjoy your car while you've still got it, old man.
I think
will outlast you, especially that polyurethane.
Don't they go on pension at that age in the UK?
72.
Definitely. I think it's a lot younger than that. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Very exciting. So... Old people complaining about their cars, that's a weekly situation.
It's probably a daily situation. But much more interesting, Audi has developed a piece of technology that on the dashboard of your car, between the two dials, with connected traffic lights, obviously in South Africa that's going to be in the next 30 years.
You can't even get ours to work in Joburg.
Exactly.
When it rains, none of them work.
Imagine how this will be buggered if it rains. But... In a couple of states in America, this technology is already on the road. And what the car does is it predicts, using the traffic control system, the central traffic control system, it then tells you when that traffic light's going to turn red or green. And on the dash it says there is 30 seconds before this traffic light will turn green. And then if you're approaching the traffic light, on the left-hand side, you'll see it says, drive at 25 miles an hour if you want to get through this at a green light.
Now, this is interesting because people like Leanne, who suffer from depression, when she sees three or four red lights in a row, she thinks the whole universe is conspired against her.
I literally cry.
She starts crying. So this is a way that she could avoid red lights because she would travel exactly the right speed to get green lights all the way.
All the way.
You know, some people, they think they're having the luckiest day when they go through five green lights in a row.
You can make it happen for yourself. No. Starts with you.
It starts with you. All the technology on your dash
is Audi's slogan.
It starts with you. All right, that's very clever of them.
It's very clever, and I thought that's useful. You know, some pieces of technology are just useless. That's very useful.
This traffic doesn't really play a role, though.
It does because of the connected cars and connected systems. The car predicts how fast you need to drive, including the traffic, to get through the traffic light.
So long as everyone's driving an Audi.
In the future, all cars will have it.
I would imagine it also works a little bit like Waze, where everyone's inputting into the system.
Yeah.
So it knows if you're going slowly that there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Or that there's some kind, there's a huge traffic buildup, or there's a light out or something.
Yeah. It's how Google predicts traffic, is because most phones on the road are Android.
Yeah.
And they know where you are.
They can read straight off of that.
Exactly.
You don't have to opt in.
No. Mm-hmm. So another piece of new technology is airbags on the outside of your car.
Ooh, very clever.
What's that for? The would-be hijackers?
No.
To protect them?
Might be good use in South Africa, though.
I mean, I'd like to set off some of those sometimes. You know, when those guys come up to you, the traffic lights, and they're trying to sell you some shit.
Or wash your windscreen.
Wash your windscreen, yeah. Pow!
Imagine. That's what you get, those flamethrowers on the side of the car.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is actually technology like that.
I know. I've seen it. I want it. I want it badly. All right. So what are these for?
So these are in an attempt to protect the inside of the car by spreading the impact on the outside of the car.
That's very clever.
And it has LiDAR and camera sensors that in 100 milliseconds can deploy this airbag.
That's amazing.
Brilliant.
It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
I like that. That would obviously cause less damage to, you know, you wouldn't need so much panel beating after an accident and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because you would do less damage to the outside, let alone the
inside.
You've
got a big marshmallow on the side of your car.
Exactly, exactly. And then finally, you'd like this one, Gareth. Somebody tweeted Elon Musk and said, can you please put some technology in your car that helps us protect our animals?
Oh.
And Elon Musk immediately tweeted back and just said yes.
Okay. Hmm.
And a couple of months later now, they have a dog mode inside the Tesla, which on the screen says, my owner will be back shortly and the temperature inside this car is X degrees Celsius.
Okay.
Very good.
So that people don't go and smash a window thinking that the dog is in trouble.
Exactly.
Talking about car technology, I got the Discovery Insure app and...
Oh, that thing monitors the hell out of you.
I'm just very depressed now because I haven't had a single... good streak of driving.
So you
I'm
drive.
Either braking or using my phone or
but that thing's
cornering
like
too sharply.
Listen, I've got to say that app is like a Nazi.
I have to stop the notifications because I don't have any self-worth.
If you brake very quickly, it just deletes points and you end up in trouble and you're a bad driver. And
if you just look at a message.
Mother Teresa couldn't get all green on that thing.
I haven't even tried it.
Well, there we go. Thanks, Leanne. Thanks very much to everybody. Thank you, George.
This is CliffCentral.com.